Here he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center. That's Jed Sloan. Tennessee Jed. Deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Tennessee surprised two outlaws, Squint and Pharaoh, transporting stolen government guns and ammunition to a hideout on Dead Man's Plateau, where they will be used in a vicious plot to revive the war between the states in an attempt to take over the United States government. But Tennessee is himself surprised by Pharaoh, who renders him unconscious with a gun handle. And now, trussed up like a baking hen, he is being taken before the arch-villain of this fiendish plot, Nick Dalton, who spies the wagon approaching the base of Dead Man's Plateau and informs Rat Poikin, his right-hand killer, of Squint and Pharaoh's prisoner.
Rat, you'd better get ready for more business. Squint and Pharaoh will arrive with their prisoner any minute now.
You ain't likely to change your mind about the gent needing killing, are you, Dalton? Are you, huh?
Rat, whoever this man is whom Squint and Pharaoh are bringing up, if he has stumbled onto my plans for reviving the war between the states and taking over the government in Washington, he dies.
I knew you'd never go back on your word, Dalton, but I'd just like to hear you say it again. He's nothing Rat Boykin likes. Like a good killing. Well, get me a fresh gun.
And we know that Tennessee is the prisoner being brought to Dalton's hideout by Squint and Pharaoh. We'll return to the Renegade Roost in just 1 minute. Today, I want to ask you Tennessee Jet listeners to tell your mothers about the special way tip-top bread is baked. Because, gang, it's baked by a method no other bread has. Pass along the word to Mom, will you? Tip-top is the only bread baked by gentle kneading. This is like the way our grandmothers made bread. And the result is every loaf comes out of the oven richer and more delicious in flavor. Creamy, smooth, all over. Finer textured will be your mother's word for tip-top bread. And she'll know soon as she sees a slice that it's easier to spread, better for toast. You'll say it's more fun to eat in every way. And each bite, remember, is enriched for pep. Tell your food dealer tonight you're after the bread that sponsors Tennessee Jet. And see that you get the wrapper with the stars.
I would surely give a lot if I could only know what will happen when we reach Dead Man's Plateau.
Nick Dalton, with the evil eyes of a rattlesnake, watches the wagon bearing the captive Tennessee come ever closer to his hideout as Rat Boykin returns to his side.
I got a fresh gun, Dalton. I can hardly wait to use it on whoever Squint and Pharaoh's bringing up as prisoner.
Don't you ever get sick of killing, Rat?
Sick of it, did you say, Dude Oliver?
You heard me the first time, you varmint.
What's the matter, Dude? Losing your nerve?
For unnecessary killing? Yeah, Dalton. Rat there had no reason for gunning down poor old limp Walker.
You heard Walker admit he plotted against me? Tried to enlist the support of others to kill me off so he could run this show?
I heard him. But you know Limp never would have had the spunk to try for your hide when the chips was down. I say a good scare would have straightened Limp out pronto.
I tolerate no traitors, Dude. Nor will I brook insubordination.
Since when did speaking a feller's mind come under the head of being insubordinate, Dalton?
Right now, Dude. You've said too much already. Take him away, Rat.
Ernest Dalton? You mean now?
Yes, Rat. Now.
Come on, dude. You and me's gonna take a little walk.
No. No, Rat. You wouldn't work on Dude Oliver.
I said, come along. How sensitive Dalton is.
Don't do it, Rat. Dalton! Don't let him! Please! I'm begging you!
For a change, dude. This year is going to be plumb quiet.
What does it take to convince you men that Nick Dalton is not to be trifled with? You're being paid well for your efforts in reviving the war between the states, with a promise of even greater riches when I take over the United States government in Washington. Quiet!
Well done, Dalton. You never heard a sound. Kind of neat, wasn't it?
I heard no shot, Rat.
Of course not, Dalton. I likes variety in my work.
Now, you men get this. Nick Dalton takes no back talk, no insolence, no disobedience from anybody.
You mean you got another job for me, Dalton?
That depends on these men, Rat. But so long as they persist in getting out of line, you'll be kept busy.
Always ready for business, Dalton. Whenever you say the word.
You'll get the word, Rat, whenever I hear a dissenting voice. Is that clear, man?
Sounds like I'm going to have quite a bit of free time on my hands, Dalton.
Maybe not too much, Rat. Squint and Pharaoh should show up with their prisoner any time now.
How right Nick Dalton is. For even now, the wagon bearing Tennessee to Dalton's hideout is but a few minutes away.
Get up there, Buck.
Well, Pharaoh, wonder how busy the Rat's been lately.
Plenty busy, I reckon. Wonder who he's worked on.
No telling. And Rat, he don't care. In case you don't know it, Tennessee, the Rat's the one what's going to loosen your tongue.
Well, that's just where you're wrong, Squint. I ain't talking.
Tennessee, I'm going to tell you something for your own good.
Go right ahead, Squint. I'm a good listener.
You never saw nobody like the Rat before. He's a sawed-off, hammered-down half-pint, what looks and talk harmless as a prairie dog. But Rat's got what you might call a hobby.
Has he now?
Yep. And that hobby is killing people. Well, sometimes I think that shriveled up little prairie dog would rather kill than eat. But there's a funny thing about it.
I never saw nothing funny in killing, Squint. But then I reckon I got what you might call a peculiar sense of humor. Keep talking.
Now, take your case. Supposing you don't talk up quick-like and name them others you told about Dalton's plans for taking over United States government.
Go ahead, Squint. Supposing I don't name the others what knows Dalton's plans well as I do.
Well, then, Dalton will say to the Rat, kill him. But you still got another chance to change your mind.
Have I now?
Yeah. Cause when Dalton says to the Rat, kill him, the Rat gets plumb excited. His eyes begin to sparkle and he turns to Dalton and he says, now?
And that's my last chance to change my mind, huh?
You tell him, Pharaoh.
Not quite, Tennessee. Dalton says to Rat, kill him. Rat says to Dalton, now? But when Dalton nods his head back at Rat and says, now, son, you're a gone godless.
Get up there, Buck!
Man, oh man, this Dalton and Rat are the most vicious, cold-blooded characters ever to cross Tennessee's path. We'll see what happens when the three meet face to face in just 60 seconds.
If you think it would be keen to be finished with school and doing the big things you've always dreamed about, then I want to tell you, partner, you can get a head start today on big doings tomorrow by getting plenty of the right foods. That means fruit, milk, and vegetables, and lots of today's better bread in the Star End wrapper and rich Tip Top. Each loaf brings you vitamins, protein, and bodybuilding food iron. And is Tip Top good to eat? Neighbor, it's a honey. A special baking method that's like the way our grandmothers used makes each slice smoother and more delicious. Chuck's Tip Top feels smooth as the jelly you spread on it. And every mouthful melts in your mouth with a flavor fresh and sweet as the golden wheat. Sample a loaf tonight. That's enriched Tip Top bread.
The time has come for me to meet Nick Dawson face to face. The only way to save my hide is have it saved by grace.
The wagon, driven by Squint and Pharaoh, has arrived at the outlaw hideout, and Tennessee is standing before Dalton, the vicious plotter against the United States government, and his bloodthirsty killer, Rat.
All right, Squint. Who is this man, and why have you brought him here?
I don't need nobody to do my talking for me, Dalton. I found out first Squint and Pharaoh there was packing a mess of guns and ammunition what I stole from a United States arsenal.
Just who are you?
They calls me Tennessee Dalton. You might as well get used to the name, because you're going to be hearing a lot more of it.
Tennessee talks big, Dalton, but he passed out mighty quick when Pharaoh whopped him over the head with a colt handle.
What else does he know, Squint?
Well, he knows the whole deal, Dalton. That's how come me and Pharaoh to hogtie him and bring him up here to you.
He knows everything?
Well, seems as though. Knows about us starting war between the states all over again, and then taking over the United States government in Washington.
That's too much for any man to know, Squint. I'd better turn him over to the Rat.
Sure, Dalton. I'll see to it he won't pass what he knows on to anybody.
I'm sure you will, Rat. I have a high regard for your efficiency.
Now, Dalton?
Yes, Rat. Now.
So, with Tennessee tied helplessly, it sure seems he's unable to defend himself. Dalton tells the little killer Rat to take over. This is Layman Cameron, gang, asking you to be sure to listen again tomorrow at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of... Tennessee Ted. Look for the stars on the wrapper for better bread, tip-top bread. It's enriched with vitamins, baked specially for greater smoothness, richer flavor.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.